I was asked the following interesting shaila that came up a few weeks ago. There was a fellow who made Kiddush on Friday night, but he realized after the fact that he had made a mistake. Now, what happened? He keeps a certain kind of wine with him. I don't know exactly how he stores it, I guess in the refrigerator, and he keeps it in a container. He doesn't keep it in the original bottle. And he poured the wine into a kos, and he was ready to make Kiddush on it, and he realized that it was not enough to fill the kos, so he took some grape juice and he was mashlim the kos with the grape juice. Let's assume for argument's sake that the grape juice was a small percentage of the wine, let's say 10% or so. And he then made Kiddush, he said his Baruch Priyagaf, and he said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then he started to drink from the kos, and he realized that one of his kids must have filled up that container with something that was not grape juice. It looked a little like grape juice, but it was not. It was something that, or looked like wine, excuse me, but it was not really wine. It was some other type of juice. And he realized that he had made a bracha of Baruch Priyagafen by mistake, and he quickly got some grape juice, he poured it and drank it, so as to avoid the possibility of making a bracha levatal. So the question, you know, is A, was that appropriate behavior to grab, you know, some grape juice, drink it, and that saves you from bracha levatala? B, was that, was he yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush because he did make Kiddush, in fact, but it was on, he said Baruch Priyagafen on something that was not wine. And on Friday night, we know you're only allowed to make Kiddush on wine. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. If you don't have any wine, then the next best thing to make Kiddush on is challah. But you're not supposed to make Kiddush on juice. Now, let's assume for argument's sake that this kind of juice would constitute Chamar Medina. I'm not saying that it does, but let's say it would constitute Chamar Medina. That still wouldn't be sufficient for a Friday night Kiddush where you dafka need wine or pas. So what is one to do in this type of situation? So this exact case doesn't come up in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. There is a very similar case in the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph Tesvav. Reish Ayin Aleph is a siman all about Kiddush on Friday night, and he says, Kiddush v'kodem she'to'am hifsik v'dibur. So Mechaber writes that before you were able to taste from the kos, you spoke out. Chozer u'mavarech baruch priyagafen ve'eino tzarech lachzor u'lekadesh. You go back and you say another baruch priyagafen, but you don't need to make another Kiddush, meaning you were yotzei the Kiddush, but you weren't yotzei baruch priyagafen, so you should make another baruch priyagafen, drink the kos, and don't make another Kiddush. V'hu aden or, similarly, if the kos spilled before you were able to drink from it, you can bring another kos, and you can say a baruch priyagafen on that, and you don't need to make another Kiddush. So it sounds from there that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, at least, is that because you already said the words of Kiddush, even though you didn't get a chance to drink from the kos, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. You ended up making a bracha levatala, a baruch priyagafen. Okay, so you should make another baruch priyagafen to accomplish the drinking of the kos. But lanaisa, you shouldn't have to recite Kiddush again because you were really yotzei the Kiddush. That's the way the Taz understands it in the Havanah. The Taz in Sipkut and Yud Tes discusses this case. He actually discusses a more similar case to what we're talking about. He says, Maisa Valiyadi Bimedinos Merin, I don't know where that is, the Asisi Kiddush Al Kos Shehayisi Savar Shuhu Yayin. V'haya Mayin. The guy made Kiddush on a coast that he thought was filled with wine, but in reality it was filled with water. V'klisheni Shehaya Old Lefanai Haya Bo Yayin. Right, so he says, I had a second kli, I had a bottle of wine on the table as well. So then I made the whole Kiddush, and then I thought, maybe I should just drink from this other wine, Shebekli Hasheni, mitam the Kiddush al Yayin umid Rabbanan, Shedarshu basmachta. Right, so he says that really, mina Torah, you just make Kiddush with words. But mid Rabbanan, we paskin, at least there is a day in Rishonim that Kiddush al Yayin is the Raisa, but generally we assume like the Rambam that Kiddush with words is the Raisa and Kiddush with wine is mid Rabbanan. Havim is the Raisa, Sagim and Milchud, Mosh Kosov Atosos, Reish Perek. Okay, let's skip a little of the Makaris here. So then the Taz basically says the Svara that based on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, here you have a case where you made Kiddush, And then you spilled. And so you see that the wine is not essential, because why else would we be allowing the fellow to, not repeat the Kiddush if the coast that he made the Kiddush on was not drunk from? And therefore, if you spilled it, or if you spoke out in between, so must be that since you were Yotze the Kiddush Daraisa, you are good to go. So the Taz says, yeah, not so fast. Maybe that's not the shot in the Shulchan Aruch, because he quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen had this exact Shaila as well. It's in the Piskei Trumas Hadeshen, Psakim Uksavim, in Simen Kuf Tezvav. And it's a, you know, Kedarko, he's pretty short in these areas. The Kiddush Alamayim V'Sover Shuhu Yayin. So a person makes Kiddush on water, thinking it's wine. And Mikadosh Ala Yayin Shenis Odai Levarach Bar Priya Gafen. Right? Is it enough to just say another Bar Priya Gafen, or do you actually have to make a second Kiddush? So Achareshi Kiddush and after the Rabban. Right? So, and then he says the Svar, because maybe the reason you shouldn't have to make another Kiddush is that wine is only Midra Rabbanan. Farnasam Isaac Yagabna Nishalti Al Kacha. This one's happened before. Vamarti Bibshitas the Yashivi Kalishenis Al Hayayin says Trim Sadeshan. You must say another Kiddush in total, meaning you have to say the Bar Priya Gafen and the Kiddush. The Mavakatum Kiddush Al Hayayin Derabbanan. Who cares if Kiddush is Derabbanan to be on a coast Shel Yayin? Kama mitzvahs derabbanan ein va'anu mevarchan aleihem mechayven b'hu b'lav d'lo sasri. He says derabbanans are also really important, and we make brachas on them. Va'atum tokav rosh hashana v'toz gomer v'tkiya shem umad she'ein tzarech lachso et koa b'din. Right, so he says, let's say you did the tkios d'me'umad, you did the tkios d'me'umad, and you messed them all up. That's the second set of tkios. So should you not have to repeat them? Because you already blew the 30 kolos before Musaf, so maybe you shouldn't have to blow again, because it's kiyas the mu'umad at that point, or only midrabbanan, you already yotzi min haTorah. Right? He said, no one would say such a thing. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, so what, that the Kiddush ala kos is only midrabbanan, and you already yotzi Kiddush daraisa with the amira, so what? We make brachos on derabbanans. We go back, and if we know we weren't yotzei derabbanan, we go back and do it properly. So to here, you should have to go back and do it properly. This is the psak of the Trumas Hadeshen, and this is quoted in the Taz in Sifkat Yates. So the Taz rejects the idea that was in the Havamina, that since the bracha of Bar Priya Gafen is only midrabbanan, then you're not Yotze. And it can't be that what the Mechaber meant is that even though it's spilled, you don't have to repeat the Kiddush, you just have to repeat the Bar Priya Gafen, because you already Yotze the Kiddush in the Torah. That's not the Svara that Shulchan Aruch was working with. The Taz himself, after quoting this Trumas Hadeshen, says, wait a second, I don't understand the Trumas Hadeshen's Raya. Trumas Hadeshen brings proof from the second set of Tkios, that if we didn't do the second set of tekios, but we were yotzei and deraisa level with the first set of tekios, that's already good enough. He says, what kind of raya is that? So we're not talking about something similar at all. He says, a better raya would be that since midrabbanan, the chachamim said, you should blow the tekios to mu'umad, al pi the seder habrachos of malchios, zichronos, and shofros, meaning we are supposed to say those psukim, malchios, zichronos, shofros, together with the tekios, right? Some people say it during the Salah Shemon Esrei as well, as Chazaras Hashatz, and some people say it only during Chazaras Hashatz, but either way, it's part of the Seder HaTefillah. So let's say you didn't blow the Tekios during the Seder HaTefillah, or let's say you blew during the Seder HaTefillah, but you messed it up. Nobody would say that you have to go back and daven again. Nobody would say you weren't Yotzei Shimon Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz just because you didn't have the Tekios. He says that would be a better dimyon to this. In a chinami, you weren't Yotzei the mitzvah of the Tekios to Mu'umad. You have to go back and blow those kolos. Fine, blow the 30 kolos, no problem. But to say that you would have to go back and daven again, that is not correct. And therefore, the Taz says that would be a better dimyon. Here, you Yotzei the Kiddush, you weren't Yotzei the Bar Priya Gafen. So go back and do the Bar Priya Gafen, but don't do the Kiddush again. Because one, you know, you could be Yotze one without the other. So that was his problem with the Trumas Hadeshen's Raya. Now the truth is, even though he has a problem with the Trumas Hadeshen's Raya, he says probably the Trumas Hadeshen is right anyway. Because, he says, if you look in the next Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Beis, so the discussion of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. So he says, let's say you have the following scenario where you make Kiddush in one place and then you realize that there's nothing to eat or you have to go somewhere else and you move the location of your Seuda. Under those circumstances, you would be chayiv to make a second Kiddush when you go to the secondary location. because you weren't Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda the first time, and now you have to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda where you are. So, you were Yotzei Kiddush Derabbanan, Min HaTorah, we don't assume that you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's enough to have Kiddush. Mid Derabbanan, you do need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So that's a better din into this. So he says, you have to make Kiddush Al HaKos, Mid Derabbanan, even though Min HaTorah, you already Yotzei Kiddush without a Kos. So that would be a better dimyon, where since you did not fulfill the Derabbanan detail, you now have to go back and fulfill the Doraisa together with the Derabbanan detail. In this case, not Kiddush Makom Suda, rather Kiddush on a cup of wine. So the Taz wonders, if this is true, why is it that you are, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if you spilled the kos, or if you spoke out in between, all you have to do is go back and make the Bar Pir Gafen. So he suggests that maybe the pshat is that you weren't Yotzei Kiddush on a kos shel yayin. However, you were Yotzei, if you go back and you make a Bar Pir Gafen and you taste it right away, so then you were Yotzei Kiddush with it in conjunction with tasting the wine. So maybe the ikar is not necessarily that you should be holding a kos yayin while you make Kiddush. Maybe the ikar is that you should do te'imas yayin. You should have a little bit of a drink of wine. Usually we assume it's a malolugmo, a rov revius, right? When you make Kiddush. So maybe the tasting of the wine is what's sufficient. But the Taz says that maybe the only time we can be makel is if the wine was in front of you. In other words, so you have this fellow who is making Kiddush on a kos mayim. If there's other wine on the table, which was the case where in the question that he received, so then if it's on the table, you are allowed to go and drink from that second type of wine that was sitting on the table while you're making Kiddush on what you thought was a kos shel yayin. But if there was no wine on the table, the Taz is not convinced that you can just get away with making another Bar Pir HaGafen, and that's sufficient to be Yotzei the Kiddush, because it's not necessarily a tsiruf from the Kiddush to the Te'ima. That's again, there's more details in the Taz that are worth dealing with, but that's the basic psak of the Taz. If there was another kos of yayin on the table, or there was a container of wine on the table, that while you made the Kiddush on the water, then you can quickly pour the wine and drink it, and you'll be Yotzei Kiddush under those circumstances. Now, the Magen Avraham quotes this Trumas Adeshin as well at the end of Sipkatan Lamed Beis. It's a smaller piece in the Magen Avraham. And he paskins a little differently than the Taz. He quotes that you're not Yotzei Kiddush if you made it on a cup of wine, like the Piskei, he quotes Piskei Mahari. Whenever you see Piskei Mahari, that's referring to the Trumas Adeshin. And he says that I have a little bit of a chiddush to add on to this. Vim haya daito lishtos yayin yoser ein tsarach levarech shenis borei pri hagafen. If the guy had in mind when he made the borei pri hagafen that he was going to drink more wine, you don't have to say another borei pri hagafen. Kmo shekasav sof simen reish tes v'hu adin benishpach hakos kmo shekasav sof simen reish vav. So he says that it says elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, then Hilchos Brachos, that if you made a Bar Pir HaGafen and you realized it was wrong, or any food, you made a bracha on any food and you realized it was wrong and there was more of that food in your presence, then you can simply eat the other food. You don't make a new bracha in between. And so too, if you spilled it or dropped it, if there was other food in front of you at the time you made a bracha, you just partake in the secondary food. As I'm going to run, V'nira li, v'm kidesh b'shachos al-sheichar, v'nishpach ha-kos, ein sarach, alahavi acher. If you're just making the daytime Shabbos Kiddush, where you don't have really the text of the Kiddush, you just have the bracha, it says you made it on beer, it's a bar priya, shakon yevivaro, and then you don't have to bring another cup of beer to drink, because the ha yeshomrim de daiva pas, right, says maybe it's enough to just make Kiddush on the challah after the fact, because really there you just have the bracha, so maybe that's a little bit different. But that's not nogea to our particular shaila. So, going back to what the Magen Avraham said, he's more makel than the Taz. The Taz said, if you have in front of you additional wine, then you don't have to make another Bar Pir HaGafen, and you can be Yotzei with that. However, the Magen Avraham says, as long as you planned on drinking more wine, that's good enough. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Hagos on the Magen Avraham, so he quotes this, he says, La'aniyaz daiti kevan the nusach ha-kiddush sh'amar ala kosh shel mayim lo havi kiddush, zeu havi hefsek min birchas bar pirgafen l'shtias yayin acher. So he says in his bekitzer way that that he doesn't understand the whole point. Meaning, you were saying kiddush. In the middle of the kiddush, you said bar pirgafen, but that bar pirgafen was a mistake. You didn't have the right to say the bar pirgafen. You should have said shahakol niyeh b'varah. So once you made the bracha bar pirgafen by mistake, then okay. So if then and there you would have drunk other wine, that either according to the Taz that was in front of you, or according to the Magen Avraham that you planned on drinking, maybe that would have been sufficient. But now you went on and you made the rest of the kiddush. So there you and the rest of the kiddush was not being done properly, because the point of the kiddush is to be done in conjunction with a cup of wine. You didn't do kiddush in conjunction with a cup of wine. You did it in conjunction with a cup of water. And therefore, one can argue that this is already a mistake that constitutes a hefsik in between the kiddush and the drinking of the second cup of wine that may or may not have been in front of you at the time that you made the kiddush. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't think that the Magen Avraham is right, that you wouldn't have to make another bracha on the cup of wine that you drink after the fact, when you realize that your first cup was a cup of water. So this is the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and this is a very strong kasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches tries to answer the das of the Magen Avraham. So he says that that in general the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos Amid Aleph, that when a person speaks out after a bracha, that is in fact a hefsik. However, if a person says Gvil Leturi, right, he says give something from my shore to eat, right? And the halacha is you're chayef to feed your animals before you feed yourself, and therefore if your animals are hungry and you're hungry, you have to first wait. So the guy makes a hamotzi lechem min haaretz, then he's about to eat the bread, and he realizes that his animals haven't eaten yet. He's allowed to be mafsik and say gvil leturi. He doesn't have to repeat the bracha because this is a tzorech seuda. Now, we're not talking about, let's say, after a person washes, where we're much more lenient in what a person is allowed to say for tzorech seuda. This is after the bracha itself, where we really are very machmir, that not to say anything in between the bracha and the eating. However, if it's an absolute need of the seuda, we do not say b'dieved that you have to go back and make another bracha. Fine. So this is the source that Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes to defend the Magen Avraham Shita. So he says, "V'lachein." This is, I'm quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman from Mincha Shlama here. "V'lachein v'chiyai gavna shuhu me'inyan ha'achila ein zechashiv klal hesach hadas." So this is all about the meal. So this is not called a hesach hadas. "V'davar zer nira pashut sha'afilum shachach shuhu atzmo kvar hevi melach ala shulchan v'amar hevi yo melach afkal gavna nizbar shamir hoysa levatala." Right. Let's say you have a case where the guy finished making the bar hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and then he realized he didn't have any salt on the table, and he said, "Please bring the salt to the table." Right? Or he said, "Heviu melach," or "melach," or whatever one short message he wanted to get out there so he could have some salt. And then they realized there already was salt on the table; he just didn't notice it. So that doesn't make his bracha levatala. It was a mistake, but it was still a tzorchei seuda that he spoke out in between. Right? So therefore, it's not considered a hefsik. In Cain, what did not mean? But Kiddush. Cain should also live tome ad shi Kaddish. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. V'gam efshir shechomer tfeme isser achila kodim shi'itin ma'chavan. Maybe it's worse to eat before Kiddush than to eat before feeding your animals. Right? Or let's leave that side point out for now. V'lachein v'berech alayayim v'nizkar shekvar Kiddush. In a case where a person made a bar priya gafen, then he realized he already made Kiddush. In his mind, when he thought that he had not yet made Kiddush, and now he accidentally made Kiddush a second time, he thought that he really needed to say this. Similar to a case that's raised in the Rishonim, where they say that you thought you needed to feed your animals, but somebody else had already done it. So there we say it's not a hefsik. You don't have to repeat the bracha. But huadinami uvdada Magen Avraham. You can apply this to Magen Avraham's case as well. Afagav de b'sha'ah shuhu ochez biyado kosha mayim. Ein shum makam amir sakirish. even though while he's holding the water, you're not allowed to make kiddush on water, and therefore everything he was doing was wrong. But kiddush itself is not an interruption to Baruch Pri Hagafen. The Adarava, Mechuyevu Bedavar, you have to make kiddush. Nimtza, the Afagav Shamirizu, Haisa Lashav, even though he said the wrong thing, Komakam Havale Ki'ilu Amar Gvilaturi, Benis Barachaka, Shamira, Haisa Levatala, Vuadin, Nami Beniskar Shikvar Hevdil. I don't, because he leave out the additional case of where you're ready, made kiddush, you're ready, made Havdalah, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman is explaining that this is a mistaken Tzorchei Su'uda. That's the defense of the Magen Avraham against Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, no, you did the whole thing wrong because you made a Bar Pri, a Shahakol, a Bar Pri Hagafen, we should have made a Shahakol. And therefore, the whole Kiddush is betos, and it's an interruption between the Bracha Bar Pri Hagafen and what you want to drink. So you should be Yotze nothing. You should have to make a new Bar Pri Hagafen. I think he's holding you should be, that you were Yotze nothing. I'm not sure, but I think that's what he holds. It's not clear from the words of Kiva Eger, but he's certainly holding that you have to make a new Bar Pri Hagafen on the coast. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger rejected the Magen Avraham's kiddush that if you were planning on drinking more wine, you don't need to make another Bar Pri Hagafen. You should just drink wine from a second source. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman defends the Magen Avraham's shita by saying that if you had in mind that this was necessary, even though you were wrong. So when you made the kiddush, you thought the kiddush was necessary to allow you to drink the wine, even though the whole thing was done with toast, because really it wasn't even wine, it was water. Nevertheless, that is considered a tzorech su'uda that was done in your mind necessarily, even though in reality it was unnecessary, and it doesn't constitute a hefsek. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Magen Avraham. Okay, so just to sum up what we have so far, is that in a case where a person has water in his hand, or juice, or something else that is not worthy of kiddush, and he accidentally makes a Bar Pri Hagafen, so this is a discussion in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, who compare it to a case where the wine spilled. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, of course, you have to make another kiddush and Bar Pri Hagafen with everything. You have to say the entire kiddush again. However, Taz and the Magen Avraham both draw up cases where you wouldn't have to say the whole kiddush again, and you wouldn't even need to say Bar Pri Hagafen again. The Taz's case is when there is other wine in front of you, and the Magen Avraham's case is even more lenient, where he says you had in mind that you were going to drink other wine. So this is what we have so far. Then Mishnah Berurah's Psak seems to incorporate both the Taz and the Magen Avraham. He writes about the Magen Avraham that what he meant, what applies to us, is if at the time of the kiddush there was no wine in front of him, but he planned on drinking more wine, then it's already going to be a hefsek that you have to bring out another bottle of wine and you're going to have to make a new kiddush on that wine. But when you make that second kiddush, you don't have to say Bar Pri Hagafen. Just start with the kiddush part. Start with Asher Kiddush on Mitzvah Sabratza Avanu. This is all in a Sifkat and Ayin Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. So, but he points out in the name of the Taz that if he had additional wine in front of him, he can just go ahead, pour some wine, and drink it without a Bar Pri Hagafen and without making another kiddush, because we have the right to be Salmech on the Taz, since the wine was somewhere in front of him at the time that he made the kiddush. Now, this is so this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah in favor of the words of the Taz. Now, he points out something very interesting, which he somewhat rejects. He walks it back in the Sharat Zion, but he writes that, let's say there was no wine in front of him, but he had the challah sitting in front of him. Maybe he doesn't have to make another kiddush. Rather, he can just quickly, run wash netilas yadayim. I'm sorry. No, this is assuming he does the Rama quotes and what's considered the minig of some German Jews, that they wash the tilsi daim before. So if you already washed the tilsi daim and you were ready to make the hamotzi on the challahs, so then you wouldn't make a new kiddush. You would just quickly cut the challah, make hamotzi, cut the challahs, and you'd be yotze kiddush on the bread, not just on the. And so therefore, you didn't get a chance to do it on the wine. You can actually be yotze on the challah. Now, A, that assumes that we said that you can be yotze kiddush on bread, assuming you had already washed and it wasn't going to be a hefsek in between. But he says that if you do like we do, that we wash after Kiddush, then you can't really say that the Kiddush took effect on the bread. And even if you have the minhag that you wash before Kiddush, so it's not so clear that this really works. If you look in the Sharati and Sivkat and Pezayin, so he quotes those Shitos and Achronim Derech HaChaim, writes just the opposite. Derech HaChaim is the sitter, I believe, of the Nesivos HaMishpat. He wrote many of his farm. And he, one of the things is a Derech HaChaim sitter, where he writes many Piskei Halacha in Or HaChaim. And he says that he actually thinks that the Derech HaChaim is right against the Radvaz quoted by the Chayyadim, that it could be the Eved do it on the Pas, because he's saying that the guy never had in mind to make Kiddush al Pas. The whole thing came about with a toast. And therefore, it's very hard to say that he really thought that the Kiddush was being chal on the challah instead of the cup of water, which he thought was wine at the time. Okay, so just one last postscript here. So just to mention in terms of the Taz, I saw this in the Shalos and Shuvos Siach Yitzchak. So I wasn't so familiar with the Shalos and Shuvos Siach Yitzchak. It was a Talmud of the Shevet Sofers, Rav Yitzchak Weiss. He was born in Pressburg in 1873, and he was a Rav in that area for most of his life, and he was a Talmud of the Shevet Sofer. So from the yeshivos of the lineage of the Chasam Sofer, and he has these very bekitzer Shalos and Shuvos Siach Yitzchak and Simen Kuf Mem Hey. He is medame the Taz's psak in Reish Ayin Aleph to the Taz's psak in Simen Kuf Mem Sifkatan Dalid, where he talks about a case where a person accidentally made a bracha in the wrong place when he got an aliyah. So you get up to the Torah, you accidentally opened up to the wrong place in the Sefer Torah, and you made your brachos. So the Taz suggests over there that if when you made your bracha, you could still see the correct place, then you don't have to make another bracha. But if when you made your bracha, not only were you on the wrong column, but the Sefer Torah wasn't even open to the column, you couldn't see the right place, then you would need to make another bracha. And that's the psak of the Taz by Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And he says it's the exact same psak when it comes to Kiddush. If you could see if the wine was in front of you at the time when you made the bracha, that's considered that you made the bracha chal on that wine as well. And then he writes at the end of this very short tshuva, Yesh l'chazei kapsak gam kein misimen reishai and gimel se'if aleph. So he says that you can actually bring further proof that this is a true statement if you look in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph, that the Kiddush should be b'makom Seuda. So because the Shulchan Aruch paskins over there that shekol sheroa mekomo afilu mibayis lachotzer ein sarach lachzo l'kaddish, that technically you should be right in the spot that you're going to be eating the meal when you make Kiddush, but let's say you're not. You're actually pretty far away, but you can still see the place, even if you're not inside the same room, even if you're not inside the house. You're in the chutzah, or you're planning on eating in the chutzah, and you're in the house. Still, you can be yotze b'di eved Kiddush makom suda, since you could see the spot where you were planning on eating your suda at that point. So too, when you can still see the wine, or you can see the place in the Sefer Torah, it was open to that spot when you made the bracha, that is sufficient. So just going back to our original shayla, so this person made Kiddush on the juice, thinking that it was wine. So the fact that he added a little bit of grape juice does not really help, because it was still going to be, it's not going to be considered a cup of grape juice, a cup of wine. It's going to be considered a cup of the vast majority of whatever it was. But nevertheless, I'm assuming, based on the way the Shiloh was asked, that and the fact that he added the grape juice, he didn't then go back into the kitchen and put the grape juice back in the fridge. Probably had it on the table when he made the Kiddush, and therefore he has the situation of the Taz, where he made the Kiddush betos on the juice, and the grape juice was in front of him, and therefore he did the exact correct thing by pouring some grape juice, drinking the grape juice without a new bracha, and he was yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush.